The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Joe is off today, back on Monday. We're told he's shooting a television pilot today, involving one of my favorite activities, a casino, and which is one of the reasons I probably have a little too much debt. But we wish him the best of luck with that. But we're going to be happy to have him back on the radio on Monday morning when he returns. In the meantime, yours truly, Frank Moreno, here with Al Gattulo and John Catsimatidis. John, you are, you know, not just on the radio. You're a big radio listener, aren't you?
I listen to the radio all the time. What I do is sometimes I go to sleep early because I come home from work or from dinner and I'm tired. I just fall asleep. I wake up at 1 or 2 in the morning. I catch up on my emails. I'm on the computer for 2-3 hours. And I listen to the radio or podcasts in the background.
Yeah.
So I think the way of the future is going to be podcasts and radio. Yeah.
Well, we're already seeing that. We have a lot of listeners that listen to us all over the country online or through the smartphone app. By the way, if people don't have the smartphone app, it's free to download. You could just go to your iTunes store or your Google Play store, type in AM970, The Answer. It's free. You can listen to the station whenever you want and call us right away.
And another great way, because obviously a lot of people listen to the radio in the car, I've found you can at least my phone can do it. You can plug your phone right into the car and you can listen to us online from the car. Your 4G will pick up,
yeah,
or
well, you
whatever
Wi-Fi says.
And it keeps the phone charged, too,
right,
at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, so it's funny. A lot of
all these tricks.
Yeah. A lot of folks were worried, John, that technology, the more it advanced, would hurt radio listening, but it just seems there's more opportunities to listen than ever these days.
I'm an old-fashioned guy. I believe in on-off.
Right.
Me too.
You know,
keep it simple.
I have a TV set in the office in the conference room where we're looking at CNBC business or Fox business, and every 3 hours it goes off. So turn it back on again.
Yeah.
I got to call the computer guys.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. John, let me ask you a little bit about the arrest of Congressman Chris Collins, upstate New York. This was the first member of Congress to endorse Donald Trump, conservative Republican from the Erie County area. 90 days before the election, he's being arrested for insider trading. Do you know Chris Collins at all? What was your reaction?
I've met him. I've been to his home. He's a very, very nice man, very, very hardworking. But what happens is people do stupid things sometimes. And I just saw the headlines that his daughter lost $1.3 million on that stock. And when he sees that there's a problem like that and his daughter is going to lose $1.3 million, you know, you have weakness where – oh, let me call her right away, make sure she doesn't fall over the cliff, so to say. Circumstances. But, you know, one thing you have to think about, Frank, I think Congress passed a new law. But up to a very short time ago, insider trading was illegal for everybody, the whole world, except Congress.
Well, thank goodness they changed that. But one of the things that came out in light of the Chris Collins situation is, I didn't know this, but apparently members of Congress are still allowed to serve on corporate boards. So, I mean, why are members of Congress allowed to serve on corporate boards, including, two companies that employed Chris Collins's wife? So it would seem to me it's an invitation to go get into this kind of insider training. Now, there is legislation, I think, to make it illegal for members of Congress to serve on corporate boards.
What's worse than that, Frank? What's worse than that? I can understand if we're playing ping pong with our own country, with our corporate world. You know, what's worse than that is when somebody leaves Congress, a senator or a congressman, or somebody leaves a four-star general, and they're going to work for foreign governments.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
And you know, here's a general that never made more than $175,000 a year or $200,000 a year, and all of a sudden, a country in Europe offers them $500,000.
Yeah.
Jackpot. Win the lottery ticket. All I want you to do is influence your old generals to do X, Y, Z for us.
Yeah. 877-970-2999 if you want to take advantage of John Catsimatidis' expertise when it comes to business, politics, or anything else. Let's say hello to John in Staten Island, my hometown. Hello there, John.
Good morning, everybody.
What's on your mind, John?
A question for John Catsimatidis. Where did you see the construction industry in the next 3 years with this open shop and the boom of construction?
Yeah, it's a good question. Thanks for the call, John. John, where do you see construction industry in the next 3 years?
I think the construction industry in New York and Florida, certain states, is going to continue to grow. You know, we have a lot of projects on the horizon. With us, if things get tough in New York, what I've done is I've opened up a Florida office, and we can zig or we can zag. And, you know, when you talk about wealthy developers, they have the ability to zig and zag too. So the rules and regulations in New York have to maintain being reasonable. Otherwise, a lot of people will zig instead of zagging. And, we're building a beautiful building in St. Petersburg, Florida. And you know what's going on in Florida? It's 2,000 people a day are moving into Florida. Miami is the capital of South America. Any middle-class person that has a family, has two daughters, two sons, they have an escape plan to leave, whether it's Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela for sure, and move his family to Florida to keep his family safe.
Well, not only that, John. You mean you talk about, we had John Gambling on the radio earlier in the week. A big part of the reason he moved to Florida is because of the taxes. Al Gattulo said earlier this week he cannot afford to retire in New Jersey. I think one of the other reasons you're seeing people migrate to Florida is the cost of living in our area, New York and New Jersey.
A couple of weeks ago, we had Lieutenant Governor from Texas. I think his name was, Patrick. And 2010, Texas had 18 million people. 2018, they have 28 million people. And they're projecting 40 million by 2025. My friends from California are saying they're starting to leave.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's true. And, you know, California, big state, a lot of taxes, a lot of people. Texas has a lot of land, but I mean, you know, that
California is paying for all the illegals. Come on in, become a burden on California society. You know, so we'll send you to school. We'll give you free hospital treatment. I mean, who's going to pay for this?
Well, we're paying for it.
And here's the problem. You know what the problem is?
What's that?
Their debt is going to be so high.
California,
New York State, and what's going to happen? Who's going to pay for it if you can't make the debt?
Well, exactly right. It's a real.
Well, I don't think a Republican Senate will pay for it.
No, not at all. They'll let them go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
John, I also want to ask you, you know, speaking of California, we're watching these horrible images in California about these very serious wildfires that are out of control. The president caused a little bit of controversy this week by saying these fires are spreading or being caused in part because of environmental regulations. Whatever the cause of these fires, I am not really clear why they're not able to get a handle on them. Some folks are saying this is a result of global warming. John, you are a big student of these things. What's your analysis of these fires out there in California?
It's out of control, Frank. It's out of control. And you know how because of the radio show and I get phone calls.
I know.
I get phone calls from all over, from conspiracy theories to everything. To space aliens. You know, a guy calls me up, I'm a space alien. I'm an alien. What kind of alien? Space. He objects against the Space Force.
The Space Force, yeah. We're going to get into that with Colonel Jack Jacobs in a few minutes.
Yeah, and the fact is that I've been told that they use all that. You ever see those airplanes with that red stuff that they drop on top of fires?
Yeah. I have, yeah.
That technology is 20 years old. I understand there's better technology out there, but there's a lot of payoffs, and they won't allow that new technology to come to fruition.
That's ridiculous.
And burn, baby, burn. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible.
I hope that's not the case. I mean, I really
hope. And many of these fires,
I got my investigative reporter, Matt Wanning, on it. So we'll check it out.
You know, unfortunately, the majority.
You know, Matt, by the way, Matt, you know what he really wants to be in life?
What?
He wanted to be a park ranger.
You're kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could see him as a park ranger, actually. He looks like a park
ranger.
We'll
get him a park ranger's hat. Right. Send them to Yosemite.
The sad part about these fires, though, is the majority of them are being set by people. It's not they're not just happening by mistake, a campfire, you know, gone awry. We're finding that a lot of these people set it. The one fire in Southern California, the guy said it. He warned he was going to burn everything down. They caught the guy.
Yeah,
but, I mean, this is
ridiculous.
You've
got to really be a pretty disturbed person to intentionally set these fires. It's really crazy. 877-970-2999. We're going to talk with Colonel Jack Jacobs about the Space Force proposal in just a couple of minutes. But let's say hello first to Dan on Long Island. Hello there, Dan.
Good morning, Frank. I'm going to try and get through this without getting dumped by your buddy Al there again. But I think President Trump probably knows more about why we need a Space Force than the government's letting us know. He probably knows that we have deficiencies and probably nobody's watching our satellites and it's inadequate. So that's why he's proposing something. He's a pretty smart guy, so he must see something and a need for a Space Force to protect satellites and protect from maybe from weapons that the Chinese or the Russians have in space already.
Dan, this is John Katzimatidis. You know, Donald Trump is a smart guy. I believe because of his security clearances, he's been told a lot more than he can tell us. And if he feels there's a Space Force needed, I think we should go along with him.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know better than anybody, John, having been close to Donald Trump and Bill Clinton, that there's all sorts of information presidents have that the rest of us aren't privy to. Could this be a result of something like that? I don't know. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Neil on Staten Island. Hello there, Neil.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to say three things. Number one, Johnny Katzimatidis. I voted for you. I'm sorry you lost.
Thank you. The problem is you didn't vote often enough.
that's right. No, if we did it today, I could have voted six times. Number two is I believe we should have a Space Force. I believe the president is a visionary, and there always has to be somebody to get the ball rolling. And number three, on 60 Minutes, they showed a segment where in Syria, when they're bombing, they're now making hospitals underground, and they spent about $3 million so far to build a few hospitals. And then I saw in the news there's a confiscation in Queens in one of the parks. The brick building is there. It's in disrepair. And the city's going to spend $3 million to renovate a confiscation, to put a couple of toilets and sinks in. I don't understand how construction costs in this city could be squeezing the taxpayers so much to spend $3 million to put some toilets in the park.
Yeah, fair point, Neil. Any reaction to that, John?
I think it's it's happening all over, and nobody talks about it. Large contributors that are construction guys contribute a lot of money, and they get jobs.
Yeah.
And we need more politicians. The word politicians disgusts me. We need citizens that are willing to work and contribute towards running our city on a limited time, instead of somebody saying, I'm going to be a professional politician, and I'm going to live off the taxpayers for the rest of
my
life.
Well, I think you're right. I think that's a big part of the problem, is these people end up so often living in a bubble, disconnected from what it's like out there in the real world. I think that's a fair criticism.
You know, Bloomberg did a good job. I mean, he didn't care. He didn't need money. He didn't want to be – nobody could pay off Bloomberg. We need more politicians or more people in government that don't worry about money. They worry about doing a good job.
I think that's going to be tough to dispute, John. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Coming up next, the vice president has proposed a space force. The president has been talking about this for a long time. Well, we're going to talk with Colonel Jack Jacobs. He's a military affairs analyst for NBC News, a real expert when it comes to national defense. We're going to get his take on the proposal for a space force. But first, we'll find out how bad the traffic is from Debbie Duhaime. How's the roads looking, Deb?
Well, good morning to you, Frankie. Let's see what's happening out here this morning. First of all, with New Jersey Transit, 5 canceled trains this morning with that positive train control. So do expect overcrowding again this morning with New Jersey Transit trains. Now, the PATH trains are seeing delays in both directions, Newark to World Trade, and that's all due to some ongoing equipment problems. Taking it out to the roads right now, heading to the inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 10, Holland 15 to 20. If you're heading to the outbound side of the Lincoln, moving okay. Again, that construction project beginning tonight at 9 p.m. from 31st Street in Union City, getting into westbound 495. We're going to keep our eyes on that for you. Let's see what's happening as well as you take it to Route 10 eastbound at Morris Plains. An accident was cleared out of the way. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Deegan South at Fordham Road. It's right lane emergency construction. LIE West at Junction Boulevard, accident there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
From the Fox Business Network, an investment firm is urging Campbell's Soup to sell the company, and it now has the backing of a company heir. George Strawbridge Jr., grandson of the inventor of Campbell's Soup, says he's raised concerns about the company after disappointing earnings. Investment fund Third Point, run by Daniel Loeb, owns more than 5% of the company. The fund believes a sale is the only justifiable outcome for Campbell's. Cloud storage company Dropbox reported a stronger-than-expected quarter, but it says Chief Operating Officer Dennis Woodside is stepping down. Woodside is credited with growing Dropbox to a $1.4 billion business. Futures are lower as investors react to concerns about Turkey's financial system. Yesterday, the Dow was down 74, the Nasdaq up 3, the S&P down 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, August 21st at Vesuvio Restaurant, 7305 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. In Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn on Wednesday, August 22nd at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Finally, at the Grand Prospect Hall, 263 Prospect Avenue, Park Slope, Brooklyn, on Thursday, August 23rd at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, now playing in theaters.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, we'll hear part two of Greg's conversation with Reverend Dr. Calvin O. Butts III, president of State University of New York College at Old Westbury and pastor of Abyssinian Church in New York City, where they talk education, civil rights, social justice, and economic development in New York. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
To restore America's proud legacy of leadership in space. Believing that space is essential to our nation's security, prosperity, and our very way of life.
That is, of course, Vice President Mike Pence talking about the president's proposal for a sixth branch of the U.S. military, this time in space. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Moreno here with Agatulo and John Catsimatidis. And on the phone right now, we have a best-selling author, a military analyst for NBC News, and a Medal of Honor recipient for his incredible heroic service in Vietnam, a guy that knows a thing or two about the military, Colonel Jack Jacobs. Colonel, thanks so much for coming on the radio with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the program.
So, Colonel, Space Force, sixth branch of the military, how do you feel about it?
Extremely ambivalent, if you don't mind the oxymoron. We certainly need to be able to control our interests in space. And because of the rapid technological development of countries like China, for example, the interest of Russia, and other technological advances making it easier for other countries whose interests may be antithetical to ours to have some control of space. It means that we need to be much better at projecting our interests in space. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I'm not convinced that having a separate branch is the way to do it. We certainly need more cooperation among the branches. We need a larger investment in the Air Force's Space Command, but we don't need a separate branch. And one of the significant reasons for my thinking that way is that adding another branch is going to add massive and expensive layers of bureaucracy that, in fact, may wind up giving us less control of space.
John, what's your reaction?
Well, I mean, I understand the colonel's reluctance and more overhead. But, Colonel, I believe that President Trump is a smart guy. And for him to come out of left field and say we need it, is it a possibility he knows something more than we know?
Well, he's not the first president to talk about how we need to be able to control space. There have been studies that go all the way back to Lyndon Johnson's administration, which demonstrated, all of which came to the same conclusion, and that is we need to do a much better job of controlling space. And increasingly, this has become much more evident as time goes on. It's the way one goes about it that is the most significant thing here.
Yeah, Colonel, currently the space is the domain of the Air Force. If we want to ramp up our, defenses in space and protect our satellites out there and everything like that, is there any reason why we couldn't just increase funding or restructure the Air Force's existing operations in space?
No, I think certainly as an interim way of getting control of the area, that would be the smartest thing to do without adding layers of expensive bureaucracy. Let me give you a good analogy here. After 9/11, 9/11 Commission said that one of our big failings was in intelligence, and our problem was that what we really needed was a failure, and we needed to have a separate Director of National Intelligence. But if you look at the 1947 Defense Reorganization Act and the creation of the CIA, you'll see that we already had a Director of National Intelligence. That was the director of the CIA. Instead, we developed, passed a law which created the Director of National Intelligence, who was supposed to be the national filter for all intelligence activities, passing information on to the President of the United States so he can make proper decisions. That did not improve our intelligence capability. And all it did was add another layer of bureaucracy, which actually made our intelligence capability much slower than it should have been. I think adding capability to the U.S. Air Force, certainly as an interim measure, makes a lot more sense than instantly creating another layer of bureaucracy.
And do we know, Colonel, and if people are just tuning in, you're listening to Piscopo in the Morning, Frank Moreno here with John Catsimatidis on the phone right now, joined by Colonel Jack Jacobs. Do we know what sort of analysis went into this plan? A lot of times the Pentagon gets criticized for overstudying an issue, launching these years-long reviews, producing all countless analyses that are often duplicative. Have we seen any analysis of this particular Space Force plan?
Well, a large proportion of the analysis is actually in the public domain, and every administration has been studying it. But the structural decision actually has been opposed by people like Secretary Mattis. There has been a series of joint commissions that have looked at this problem, and none of them came to the conclusion that what we needed was a separate branch of the military. Indeed, successive administrations have come to the conclusion that despite the interest, our interest, national security interest in controlling space, despite all that, we did not need a separate branch, and that would be counterproductive.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Politically, how do you see this playing out? Because obviously the president can't do this on his own. He'll need Congress to actually create a sixth branch of the military. Do you think Congress, I mean, look, President Trump is very popular with the Republican members of Congress and their constituents. Do you see them going along with something like this?
There are a couple of independent variables here. One, obviously, is the outcome of the midterm election. If the Democrats seize control of the House of Representatives, it's going to make it extremely difficult for a program like this to get
everything
approved.
Comes to a stop.
Everything, yeah, we won't have anything. There won't be anything taking place in the country.
They may do away with the Air Force while they're at it.
Well, it's really kind of interesting. There was a lot of opposition to changing the Army Air Corps into the Air Force in 1947. And, you know, anytime there is change proposed, there are people who object to it for a wide variety of reasons. But if the Democrats control the Congress, then John's absolutely right. Everything will come to an immediate and deleterious halt. The second thing, even if there is interest in the House of Representatives and the Senate to get this done, the Secretary of Defense, his support is absolutely essential for passage of a law that makes that creates a new branch of the service. And Secretary Mattis is going to insist on a thorough study that actually has a structure created whose job it is to achieve our ends. And unless you get the support of the Pentagon, I don't think you're going to have anything accomplished, no matter who controls the Congress.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Colonel, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on the program.
All right. If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, you want to give your own 2 cents on the Space Force, you're welcome to give us a call at 877-970-2999. You're listening to Piscopo in the Morning. Joe is going to be back on Monday. He's filming a television pilot today. In the meantime, Frank Morano, John Catsimatidis with you until 10 o'clock, and Al Gattulo, who also has all the latest local news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Phil Murphy says making New Jersey transit safe and reliable is a key part of a stronger and fairer New Jersey. The governor spoke at the railway's headquarters yesterday, saying that part of the reason he fought to increase funding to NJ Transit was so that the system would work better. Democrat Murphy also says fixing is going to be a multi-year process that involves climbing out of a hole created by the administration of former Republican Governor Chris Christie. He later tweeted that he's committed to getting New Jersey Transit right. The search is over for a young brother and his sister who went missing from their Brooklyn home Wednesday morning. Police say 12-year-old Layla Washington and her 9-year-old brother Andrew were found safe and okay inside a Midtown Manhattan Starbucks around 4 p.m. Thursday. Two Starbucks employees say when they got to work, they saw two kids sleeping on a bench inside the coffee shop. One of the workers says he decided to Google missing kids and instantly found pictures of the Brooklyn children sleeping in the store. The workers called the cops. The kids are okay, and police say it's unclear where the kids were for some 30 hours as family and police search for them. In sports, the Yankees slugged 5 home runs in a 7-3 win over the Rangers in the Bronx. Neil Walker, he homered from both sides of the plate as the Bombers won their 4th in a row. Jay Happ, returning from hand, foot, and mouth disease, struck out 9 in 6 innings for his 12th win. Mets had the night off. They start a series with the Marlins tonight in Miami. And sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Well, good morning, Al. It's really busy this morning as you head over to the Deegan southbound, trying to get out toward Fordham Road. Is Con Ed work going on in the right lane? That's what's causing the delay there. It's busy on the LIE West at Junction Boulevard with an accident on the shoulder, and the westbound belt at Farmers Boulevard, reports of a collision there as well. It's another investigation over on the LIE West on the island. LIE westbound getting out toward Round Swamp Road. That's an accident investigation continuing. Inbound GWB moving smoothly. Lincoln 10, Holland 15. Watch for some slowdowns on 3 eastbound out by Route 17, heading through the construction zone. And the Garden State Parkway south of 131, a collision blocking 3 lanes. Bear Mountain State Parkway eastbound getting out through Peekskill, getting reports of some police department activity as well. And New Jersey Transit canceled about 6 trains this morning, so do expect some congestion and overcrowding with New Jersey Transit this morning. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. As a broadcaster, I love interviewing compelling guests. And I know AM 970 listeners want the same thing. So here's the deal. Check out my TV series, One-on-One, with me, Steve Adubato, for great conversations with fascinating people. Tune in weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13 at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
7:41, this is the Piscopo in the Morning program. We are babysitting this radio show until Joe Piscopo returns on Monday. John Catsimatidis, fresh off his dinner with Donald Trump on Tuesday, is kind enough to sit in with Al Gattulo and me, Frank Morano, until 10 o'clock this morning. John, I want to ask you about this Paul Manafort trial. Today's going to be day 9, I believe, of this trial taking place in Washington, D.C. They don't allow cameras in the courtroom, so we don't know exactly what's going on in real time, but based on the reporting, it seems like this case is focused almost exclusively on Paul Manafort's finances, has very little to do, actually nothing to do, with anything having to do with Donald Trump or the presidential campaign, but every single story, that's of course the first sentence, Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. How do you see this Manafort trial shaping up?
It has nothing to do with President Trump. Manafort did whatever he did, tax fraud, back 2005, that's 13, 14 years ago, and the FBI didn't prosecute at the time. But what Mueller was doing, Agent Mueller was doing, is trying to find something to put him under the hot lights that if he did have something on Trump, he didn't admit it.
Mm.
And it doesn't seem like he admitted anything because what they put this guy through, I mean, isn't this the guy they broke into his home at 4 o'clock in the morning with his kids
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he's in solitary confinement, a long
if he had anything,
part of his day.
If he had anything, he would have told already. And I understand it's a $70 million tax fraud or $90 million tax fraud that he earned money in overseas, never declared his taxes. What does it have to do with Donald Trump?
Yeah, no,
nothing.
You're exactly
and
right.
And the mission that Mueller has is to focus on President Trump. And this is off the mission.
Yeah. No, it's exactly right. Do you think that, let's say Manafort's convicted. This is a prosecution that resulted out of the Mueller probe. He's being prosecuted by Mueller, who's supposedly tasked with, investigating Russian collusion and related issues. Do you think that Donald Trump should consider pardoning Paul Manafort?
Knowing Donald Trump, I do not think he's going to pardon him. He only worked for Donald Trump for like a week and a half. Mm-hmm. Was that true, Al?
No, a little more than that.
A little more than that. He only worked for him for a week and a half. And this guy, if he committed tax fraud, what are you pardoning him for?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. John, let me ask you about another related story. Here in New York, we have a hotly contested race for attorney general going on. There's a Democratic primary. Letitia James, the current public advocate, is running. Zephyr Teachout is running. Alicia Eve is running. And Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is running. So it's very interesting. He's running for both his congressional seat and the attorney general's position simultaneously. Now, if he should win the primary for attorney general, he's going to have to come off the ballot for Congress. And Democrats are talking about a very interesting replacement for him should he win that attorney general's primary. They're talking about actor Richard Gere replacing Sean Patrick Maloney as the Democratic candidate for New York's 18th district. You think this is for real, John? And do you think he'd have a chance if he were to run?
Well, actors get bored, too, and he may want to run. We've had a lot of actors as politicians.
Ronald Reagan, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Absolutely. And, Richard Gere might run. He used to live in our building where I lived. Nice guy. But I think Letitia James is going to win the Democratic primary. I don't think anybody else is going to win it. And I think the Republicans have already picked.
Yeah, the Republican for Attorney General is a gentleman named Keith Wolford,
Met him.
Yeah, he's running a very aggressive campaign.
He's a very, very smart individual. He is, I believe, an honest guy, straight arrow. But, Democratic over Republicans, they got an 8-1.
It's very tough in New York.
It's very, very tough.
Do you
tough.
See any way that the Republican, I know your daughter is the chairperson of the Republican Party here in Manhattan, where you talk about going into the lion's den. Nowhere do Republicans have it tougher than here in Manhattan. But how do you see the path for the Republican Party to rebuild in New York? I mean, not long ago, John, every single office except one in New York statewide was controlled by Republicans. You had a Republican governor, Republican U.S. senator, you had a Republican mayor of New York City, a Republican attorney general, and everything except go back a few more years before that, even a Republican controller. Now, every single office statewide, every single office citywide, controlled by liberal Democrats. Do you see any path forward for the Republican Party to rebuild?
I think there is a path forward. You got to come back to common sense politics. And what I've said to my daughter, a moderate Democrat is a moderate Republican. It's the same thing. And that you should be, if you want to build a party and you want to do your job, try to get some of the moderate Democrats to become moderate Republicans. And in the actual race, I think a lot of those moderates vote for Republicans anyway.
Yeah, well, the problem is so many of these districts are one-party controlled, and if you win the Democratic primary, you win the election. And then so that leads to people staking out very progressive positions in the Democratic primary, and then the most progressive person gets elected. And then it creates a government that's much more radical than where the constituency actually is.
We can't continue to have a one-party system in New York City, New York State.
Yeah.
And people have to work hard to come to a real two-party system.
It's going
to
be interesting.
When I ran for mayor, Frank, and you remember, I ran as a Republican, like Mike Bloomberg did, and I ran as a liberal, the Liberal Party. Martin Hasner, who's on our show often, does a terrific job with the Liberal Party. And what it means is the Republican wants law and order. He wants conservatism as far as spending money and not wasting money. But the liberal, you still have a heart, and you take care of the people of the inner city.
Right.
So I think it's got to be a blend of that those two.
So how do you think Richard Gere would do in Congress if he were to get elected?
I don't even know what he stands for.
Yeah, well, neither do I. He's very close to the Dalai Lama. We know that. Hey, to give us a call. Tell us if you'd vote for Richard Gere. 877-970-2999. Or what celebrity you'd like to see run for Congress. 877-970-2999. You heard John's suggestions for how he'd like to rebuild the Republican Party. Love to hear yours as well. Before we continue, I have a lot of stuff to get to, John. I want to ask you about what's happening with Elon Musk and Tesla. He again is finding himself the source of controversy. You've been somewhat critical of him on the air. I want to ask you about that when we come back. But for all those Tesla vehicles on the road, we'll find out how they're faring in the traffic with the goddess of the Gowanus, Debbie Duhaime. Hello there, Debbie.
Hello to you. Thank you, Frank. And good morning, John. Good morning, everybody. It looks like the Gowanus is moving a little bit slowly, Frank, as you head eastbound getting up and out toward the Prospect. It's always tough. It's a little bit tough again this morning, but nothing major. Let's go over to the northbound Van Wyck up by Liberty Avenue, an accident over there. And we're still seeing delays on the Deegan South at Fordham Road. That's some ongoing emergency Con Ed work. Let's see what's happening with the trains. With the trains, 6 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit. Expect some ongoing problems here with congestion. And we're going to take it over to the downtown B&D trains. Normal service resuming there. Heading to the Hudson River crossings, inbound GWB moving okay. Lincoln Tunnel, it looks like about 20 in. Holland about 15. That major construction project on 495 by the Lincoln beginning tonight at 9. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the Newark Bay Extension westbound, getting out toward the area of the Newark Bay Bridge. A collision in the Garden State Parkway south of 131, a crash. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, The Mike Gallagher Show.
There are plenty of good, solid journalists who do their best to report the news straight down the middle. But there are plenty of corrupt journalists who masquerade as news people who are actually advocates.
They're trying to stop this presidency.
And normal people know it.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
TGIF, it's still hot and humid here in the Northeast, and boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be that way for a little bit longer. It's August. It's the summer. It's the dog days of summer. What can you do? But I got to get my exercise in, and I love to exercise in the heat and humidity. It's great. I sweat like an animal. And the other thing that makes me feel great about it is I take my Calitrin to help me recover when I'm done walking. Order a 90-day supply of Calitrin right now at toploss.com. You can lose weight, you can have more energy, and feel fantastic with Calitrin. No drugs, no stimulants, all natural, so easy to use. Take it before bedtime. Take it after you exercise. It helps give you back what you need. Plus, if you use the promo code AL, you're going to get 10% off when you go onto the site toploss.com. Or give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
So there is a revolution that is taking place in hand sanitization, and it's called Durasand. All hand sanitization products like Purell are alcohol-based, and their effectiveness is done in 10 seconds. Plus, It dries out the skin and destroys essential oils. Durasan is a water-based product that lasts for up to 24 hours. You've heard Joe Piscopo talking about it all the time. Listen, we all know that Joe is a germaphobe, but Durasan works. It significantly reduces growth of major pathogens like MRSA, E. coli, Salmonella, and many, many others. It's been approved by the FDA, and it is safe for the environment. Joe Giovanello is the inventor of Durasan, and Durasan is currently sold commercially to hospitals, schools, casinos, stadiums, houses of worship, and many other public facilities. Now it's available to Piscopo listeners for 20% off when you mention the Joe Piscopo Show, and it's perfect for your home and business. The hand sanitizer comes in bottles, wipes, pocket sprays. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Joe took the pocket sprays out to Vegas with him to the Star Trek convention, and they had a little spot for him to sign an autograph, and he was selling them, which is pretty awesome. There's even antimicrobial soap, which I use at home, and I love it. It works great. Flea and tick spray and mosquito spray, all guaranteed to work better than the products that you're currently using. To learn more about Durasan products, go to Durasan.com or give them a call at 1-844-DURASAN. That's 1-844-387-4726. 5% of sales will be donated to the Boys and Girls Club.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, this is Piscopo in the Morning. Frank Marino here with John Catsimatidis and Al Gattulo. But a man who is quite a rock star this morning because the heat advisory appears to be over and we may have some relief in sight is sitting over at our AM 970 The Answer weather desk, and that's Joe Lumberg. Joe, how are we looking today?
It's going to be warm, but without the oppressive humidity that we've had. So, yeah, no heat advisory, 88, and that's as warm as it's going to be for about the next 5 or 6 days.
All right, well done. How about the weekend? How are we looking on the weekend?
The weekend won't be as warm, but it's not going to be very sunny. In fact, a lot of clouds, scattered showers both tomorrow and Sunday. Could be a thunderstorm, and temperatures probably in the mid to upper 70s tomorrow and again on Sunday.
Yeah, right. I have to drive out to Long Island on Sunday. I hope I don't get caught in those scattered showers.
You probably will, but hopefully you'll make it all right.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. We'll check in with you next hour.
You're welcome.
What's on your agenda for the weekend, John?
In the summer I drive out to the Hamptons. I have a nice beach house, and I love when you open up those ocean doors and that ocean breeze comes in. There's nothing better than that, Frank.
Yeah, no, I've been to your home. It's beautiful out there. I can understand, especially when
it's
nice weather.
It's not a fancy house. It's a beach house, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I don't need another fancy house.
Yeah, well, John, let me ask you about Elon Musk and Tesla. Elon Musk, of course, is the head of Tesla, and they have apparently met several times to discuss Elon Musk's goal to take Tesla private. Now, when Musk first started talking about this, he sent stock prices of this electric car company soaring more than 7% yesterday, all with a tweet that he had secured funding for a buyout at $420 per share. Then Musk posted a statement on Tesla's blog telling employees he hasn't made a final decision. Now, if you look at this, I don't know how these things work generally, but it looks like he was kind of trying to tweet his way towards a higher stock price.
Well, Elon Musk, I think he's an innovator. He is he's really a great guy, but he should not be a financial person. You know, he should be in charge of innovation. He should be in charge of a visionary. But I think they need a different CEO to run the company. You can't take the stock from $350 to almost $400 within an hour, because those kind of shifts affect people a lot of money.
Yeah, is it legal,
though? The SEC is very upset, and they're really breathing down his neck. I don't think he has a deal.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever told the truth.
Very interesting. If you want to comment, you're welcome to do so. 877-970-2999. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo and John Catsimatidis. Coming up next hour, well, preseason football is here and players are kneeling. These protests are continuing in spite of the new NFL policy. We'll see what movies are worth checking out this weekend if it does end up raining with Jeffrey Lyons. And then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, celebrity divorce attorney Raul Felder will be here. Don't miss it. Frank Moreno, John Catsimatidis, and Al Gattulo. Two more hours to go on the Piscopo in the Morning program. Joe will be back on Monday. Have no fear, though. Al Gattulo is here with all the latest news you need to know.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.